أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala described this Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the community of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the next few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an incident that had taken place in the past in a particular city, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention this city. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, present for them a similitude, an example of the people of a village or a city. This city or this village, according to some of the commentators, is the city of Antakya. Antakya was a place in which many people had accepted Christianity, and it is stated that the king of that place at a particular time had become an idolater, a person that worshipped idols, and he had forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the result of which is that the people became involved in shirk and kufr, and they began to break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter says, إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And remember that time particularly when we had sent the mursaloon, we had sent the messengers. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes the messengers being sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Some have said it was not prophets or anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam as we know it, but it was possible that they were sent by some nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the past. However, most of the commentators say they were sent directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as nabis, as prophets to these people, to warn them about the deen of Allah, their commitment to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to remind them about tawheed. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the number of these envoys or these messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent. And Allah says, remember the time when we sent two amongst the prophets to them. فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. Then when these two prophets went and they reminded the king and his people about the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. The people denied them, the people refuted them, they did not accept these two. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. Allah says, then we reinforced these two with a third. According to some, they have stated that these three prophets, their names were Sadiq, Saduq and Shadum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent them with a very clear message about the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. They went to the people, they identified themselves, and they said, certainly, we are the sent messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have come with this very clear message of tawheed, the message of la ilaha illallah, the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. The people refuted, did not accept the message, and nor did they accept the messengers, and hence they began to say, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are nothing but a human being like us. In other words, like how we are humans, you are also humans. How is it possible that you have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is it possible that you possess something that we do not possess? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired and Allah wanted to warn us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sent down angels, and these angels would have spoken about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, plus minus the very similar thing they had about Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very same argument they brought about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are human like us, you eat and you drink like us, you go into the marketplace like us, so how is it possible that you be a Nabi of Allah? وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Further they said that Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, had not sent down anything. Allah did not send down any revelation to anyone, and Allah did not send down any kitab to anyone, and nor did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a prophet. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ. Certainly you people are liars. قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ. In response to that, these prophets began to say that certainly our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that certainly we are the mursaloon, we are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our responsibility, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Our responsibility is to deliver the clear message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this conversation plus minus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates and Allah relates, but the ulama have stated that they refuted, they refused to accept these messengers, and at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent some form of calamity, some form of disaster upon parts of the city, so that the people will realize and understand that these are messengers of Allah, and this is a sign and a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when man is corrupt, when man's beliefs are corrupt, then man will not only belie the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, but man will also level allegations against the prophets and the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And hence they said, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. Because of the calamities that had befallen them, they began to say that certainly you people are evil omens upon us. Because you have set foot in the city, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes that, and because of that, the calamities are beginning to befall us. لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرُجُمَنَّكُمْ. If you do not desist, if you do not stop delivering this message of yours, then we will certainly stone you. In other words, we will kill you, we will assassinate you. وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And further reinforcing it, we will afflict you with a very painful punishment. In other words, they had become aggressive against these prophets and these messengers. The response of the prophets and the messengers was, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. They responded and they said that your ill omen is because of yourselves. Because you have denied the message of Allah, you refuse to accept the oneness and the tawheed of Allah, you refuse to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you continue and you persist in worshipping these idols of yours, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down these calamities. Can you not think, can you not realize that this is from Allah, this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَإِن ذُكِّرْتُمْ. Why don't you accept the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If only you would be reminded about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. And then they concluded and they said that certainly you are a nation that have exceeded the bounds and the limitations set down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this part of the story, and if you look at the reality of it, this was to console our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Makkah Mukarramah. These people had threatened these Anbiya to throw stones upon them, but our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those things were done. Thorns were placed in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Intestines of the camels were placed on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was verbally abused. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically abused. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates and relates this entire incident at this place of the Quran-i-Kareem to remind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the reaction of the people of Makkah is not something new, that whenever Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam would go into an area, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will invite towards Allah, the reaction of the people will be a negative one, and in most instances it will be one of aggression. For you and I also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that when we do this work of deen, when we do the work of tabligh and da'wah in Allah, it is not everybody that will accept it, but there will be those that will oppose it, those that will place those thorns, sometimes metaphorically, sometimes physically, and they will always create an impediment and a barrier. But these are actions that will continue. For us, we have to continue the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these only bring us closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala narrates the first part of this incident. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.